As much as I want to block out seeing or reading or hearing anything whatsoever regarding or related to the recent massacre in Uvalde, Texas, I just can't. The reason I'd want to block it out in the first place is because I already know exactly what those in power are going to say and do. Nothing. At least nothing of any value. Gotten to this point, to the point in this country where have zero, literally zero, or less than zero belief in anyone in those positions of power that can and should find solutions to these issues. And these issues, specifically the issue of this, what could be more important? What could be more uniting, unifying than a tragedy such as this? But immediately, before the little, beautiful, innocent children were even cold, before their bodies were even pulled out of that classroom, the same old, tired divisiveness playbook of both sides was already in full spin, full effect. And not just from those in power, but from those of us who put them there and keep them there. It's crippling. It's crippling. That's why I wanted to not see or read or hear anything about it. Because as a father of a 6-year-old, soon to be 7-year-old daughter, who just finished first grade and who is going into second grade, and a son who is about to start preschool, my only concern and thought and feeling is for those family members who had to wait in a state of shock, who had to provide DNA, had their cheeks swabbed because the victims were not identifiable because of the carnage that their little bodies experienced before they left this earth. how have we become so numb that our first reaction is to immediately launch into idiotic political statements and defense mode about guns? How can you not put that aside? How can you not put yourself in the shoes of those parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins? And how can you not? Pure evil has been unleashed in our society. And yes, of course, I'm referring to the gunman and what possessed him or anyone to do such horrific acts. But I'm also talking about those of us, and I hate to point fingers, so I say statements like us, but I'm going to now. Those of you who immediately launched into nonsense . What are we doing? Who are we? Who are we? Kind of all hit me today, because I have tried to block out for those reasons that I've talked about already, but for also because it's just too painful. Because I instinctively put myself in those situations, what would I do if I was at work and I was notified that there was a shooting or an active shooter at my daughter's elementary school? Uvalde, Texas, what I've learned about it is very similar, if not nearly identical, to the community that I live in. Very similar population, very similar society and culture, demographics. I watched videos today, social media type videos from people who were from bystanders, and I hear how the timeline has been changing and shifting, and the stories that the law enforcement has told to the nation. The first reports that they gave were completely inaccurate. My pain and my grief and my empathy for those parents is overwhelming. But my anger is present today. I watched videos of countless law enforcement officials, cops, donned in full kit, body armor, Kevlar helmet, AR-15s, numerous magazines, 30-round magazines, more concerned standing outside the school as the massacre was taking place, more concerned with tackling grieving parents who were demanding action, more concerned with keeping parents from taking action themselves in the absence of any action of those who we pay and support. To put themselves in that danger. It's a profession that they chose. And then the timeline, once the state police got on scene afterward to perform an investigation of what the actual timeline was. No, they didn't. The school resource officer didn't exchange gunfire with the terrorist. That's what I'll call him. That was the initial report. I don't know where that came from, because that was complete and utter fabrication. What actually happened, and there's video evidence and statements now from the Texas State Police, Department of Public Safety or whatever, who have said that didn't happen. And what actually happened was the gunman, the terrorist, was in front of the school after he shot his grandmother. He was in front of the school for 12 whole minutes shooting at bystanders and shooting into the school. It's a small town. 12 minutes? Law enforcement got on scene. They're right away. Apparently they isolated him into a one classroom, and then he shut the door and he was in there for an hour, terrorizing those beautiful little innocent children and teachers. We don't know yet when he killed them, if he did it right away or if it took, who knows. But what's clear is that there was enough law enforcement there, and it took an hour before finally a Border Patrol team got on scene and what I understand immediately stacked on the door, breached the door, and killed the gunman, the terrorist. But of course, an hour had gone by. And all of those children celebrating their last week of school until summer were massacred. Guys, I love guns. I love the Constitution. But the nonsense that we cannot find any solutions. And no, it's not banning all guns. That's obviously doesn't work with anything. But yet the same side who says that won't work, we're not banning guns, we can't ban guns because that's not going to work, wants to apply reverse logic to other things like abortion. Let's ban all abortions. Let's make that illegal. Therefore, there will be no more abortions. Then the other side says, no, that won't work. In fact, it'll just put women in more precarious situations, dangerous situations. Why can't we apply the same type of logic across different issues, first of all? Second of all, why can't we stop electing these clowns? And until more honorable and decent and nonpartisan type people step up and run for offices of all levels, and until we as voters stop voting based solely on one's party affiliation, our whole system is shattered. It's broken. A comprehensive solution package needs to be discussed, but we don't even have the people that are capable of having those discussions. I've never at a time in my life been more certain. That solutions to our biggest problems have zero chance. Of even being open for discussion, much less implemented. I'm just at such a loss of words right now. We have to stop. We have to stop this nonsense. There is legislation that can be implemented, laws and resources that can be appropriated for better mental health, access to mental health resources. There are areas that we can make it more safe, and I'm talking about gun control, to where it's always the same thing. It's always, Oh, that was the shooter? Oh, yeah, I could see that. Nobody's ever shocked when it comes out that who the shooter was. Those are people who are familiar with the community that takes place in and knows the person. There is ways to protect our rights, but also protect our children from real threats, not from made up manufactured crises. I just put myself in that situation if that happened to my daughter. I'd be in jail right now because the police would have to either subdue me and arrest me or shoot me in the back while I ran in to save my daughter. Not because I want to be some hero, because I could not sit there outside of my daughter's school while a maniac is slaughtering her classmates and her, while police were outside more concerned with stopping me. My heart just hurts so bad right now for them. And you see the faces of the little children who were victims in the images and videos of the grieving parents. Nothing else matters. Nothing else should matter more than that. I would give up all of my guns. I'd never touch a gun ever again. If it meant my daughter and son could go to school and not have any worry at all. When is enough going to be enough to where we put aside all of those divisive political talking points and be adults? I have no confidence whatsoever that anything of value will come out of this. It never does. And I just feel helpless. Well, that's all I got right now, guys. It's been a long, long time since I've dusted off this microphone and put out anything here on this podcast. And I put out a separate thing to talk about what I've been doing and where I'm at career-wise and stuff like that. But I just wanted to put voice to the feelings that I've been having today. And thanks for listening to the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor.